According to the UNESCO report we read, there are more than 6,000 languages in the world today, but over half are in danger of dying out before the end of this century.
Yeah, like the language used by the Ainu in Japan. It has less than a few hundred speakers left.
Or the Maori language in New Zealand. The report says one language becomes extinct every 2 weeks. It's terrible. Basically, I think we need to do whatever it takes to keep these languages alive.
I don't quite see it like that. Can you actually protect a language anyway?
Yes. Welsh is a great example.
Really?
Yes. When the Welsh Language Board was set up in 1991, only 19% of the population spoke Welsh. Now it's up to around 25%, I think, and rising. And most speakers are younger than 30.
Yeah, the fact is language revitalisation is critical. Every government should do what they can to support languages.
I'm not sure I agree. I wonder if we need 6,000 languages. I mean, languages become extinct for a reason, you know, because nobody wants to speak them. We can't assume that every language must naturally survive.
I think that's a good point. I mean, things change.
But, you know, languages tell us about who we are. You can't separate language from culture. Take one away and the other dies.
I don't agree, at least not for Italy.
Do you think you could say a bit more about that, please, Maria?
Sure. Before, there have been over 100 languages, or at least different dialects in Italy. But now, basically, we all speak Italian. We all feel Italian. We haven't lost our culture because we all speak the same language.
And if we all spoke the same language, at least we'd understand each other. There'd be fewer wars. And
I think you might be mistaken on that point. I don't think there would be fewer wars for a start.
Also, it costs millions and millions of pounds to keep these tiny languages from dying out.
I don't think you've got that right.
So you think everyone in the world should speak English?
Why not? We all do. Let's use the money on food and clean water for people.
That's ridiculous.
I don't think so. Are you saying we should let people die just to spend the money on saving a language hardly anyone speaks? Which is more important, the life of a person or the life of a language?